going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, let's transition for just a little bit, and I promise you we'll get back to baseball coming up in a bit, but it has not been officially confirmed, but a lot of the smoke, a lot of the rumor is around that the Chiefs are going to play the Chargers in week one of the NFL season. Now, this game will not be at SoFi Stadium. It doesn't appear that this game is going to be at Arrowhead Stadium. It would appear that this game is going to be in Brazil. Now, it is important to note, this is not taking a home game away from you at Arrowhead. So if you were worried about this, no, the Chargers are the one that are giving up the home game. So you still are going to have your full complement of home games. At least that is what we believe so far. We have only figured out a couple of games confirmed on the schedule. All of this confirmed coming up on Wednesday, but I can only give you the information that we have right now. Other than the field, which is obviously a major part of this, I don't really know as a Chiefs fan why you would be upset about this. Now, some of you are high school parents and you got high school football on Friday, and now you got to adjust your schedule. I mean, I don't really like that the Chiefs are playing, or any NFL team are playing, football games on Friday in the fall. I feel like that is one of those things that we should preserve as a community, as a culture. Hey, the NFL just shouldn't be playing games Friday on the fall. But the NFL has made it clear they don't really care about anybody. They don't care about your Friday night lights anymore. They don't care about Christmas Day. Hey, once football season starts, this is our time now. We are planning on making this entire thing a weekend. So we want your Thursday. We want your Friday. We want your Sunday from start to finish. And we also want your Monday for a double dip. So we'll see how the rest of the schedule shakes itself out. But just as a television property, I will always sign up for any schedule that doesn't have the Chiefs playing Sunday at noon. As somebody who enjoys the luxury of NFL Red Zone, I'm thrilled about this development. I knew they weren't going to play on Thursday because they didn't win the Super Bowl. I mean, I would have either picked Sunday Night Football or I would have picked this Friday game that looks like it's going to be shown on YouTube. So we're all going to probably have a light day that Friday because the Chiefs are playing. They'll probably play at, what, 7 o'clock? You'll watch the Chiefs. You then got your college football. I'm pretty sure the next day is MUKU in Columbia. So that's going to be a big game here locally. You then got your Sunday completely free to either watch more football or do whatever you want to do on that Sunday. Same thing with the Monday. I actually think from a scheduling perspective, this actually kind of works out for everybody.
The only reason I will listen to fans who are complaining about this, because I largely agree with you, was LA a destination road game for Chiefs fans? I would say no, because you have a chance to go to SoFi every single season. Like, SoFi is not one of those, hey, it pops up once every 4 years or 8 years kind of trips. SoFi is on the schedule every single year. So if you were a Chiefs fan who felt like, man, I love going to LA, you get robbed of that this year. But outside of that, and the field issues, which the NFL doesn't seem to care about field issues at any level, whether it be Brazil, America, Super Bowl, regular season game, they don't seem to care. Outside of potentially losing a road trip game to LA, this seems like it's fine for the Chiefs because you're going to be on national television. You're going to be a standalone game, which
going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Which is great for the brand. You're going to be playing a division game, so you get the division game out of the way early in the season. It's a division road game, which is now a neutral site game. It seems like it's win-win-win, unless you are a fan who wanted to go to L.A. this year, where you lose out, because I don't think fans are heading to Brazil to watch the Chiefs. It would really surprise me if fans would be like, I'm heading to Brazil this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of Chiefs fans are going to end up making that trip. I mean, this is a bucket list potential thing that you got a chance to
is
go.
I apologize for interrupting. Is watching NFL football in Brazil bucket list?
Chiefs fans went to Germany to go watch them play not that long. I just think it's one of those things that if you're going to give me 3 months to plan and prepare for, there certainly is going to be a group of people that go down there. We'll see how many people it is. The Chiefs have certainly become an international brand. They've been the best team in the NFL for the last 5 years, and they're also associated with Taylor Swift. So I imagine you pick up the kind of casuals and bandwagon fans along the way. So I'm not worried at all about potential representation of what that looks like for Kansas City. I also think it's one of those things where I believe Clark Hunt is on the international committee. I'm not sure what his official title is, but I know he is tied up with them in some capacity. The Chiefs are usually going to be the team that just raises their hand and says, all right, we'll participate. And at least my stance on this is, as long as they're giving you guys 8 home games every year, which is what you've been accustomed to if you've been a season ticket holder for a long time, I just think that sometimes you got to understand that maybe with that 9th game, they're going to play around with it a little bit and play one of those games international. Now, again, that doesn't factor in for this, because this is a Chargers home game that they are giving up. But you get your 8 home games. You also get the ability to potentially see them on road in Germany some years. You also get the ability to see them on the road in Brazil some years. I mean, I don't think this is the worst thing for the Chiefs. And more than anything, for a lot of you, a large number of people that are not going to be able to make this trip, how are they making this visible for you? Now, sure, it's going to be on local television. Not all of you live in the Kansas City metro area. I just saw this earlier today as I was getting ready for the show. There are going to be NFL games on 10 different networks this year. When you factor in YouTube, when you factor in Peacock or Paramount Plus or ESPN or Fox, 10 different networks. So the NFL product is starting to really stretch itself and break off pieces and parts of it around the television spectrum. The fact that we believe, and I'm pretty sure that this is going to happen, they are thinking about putting this game on YouTube, not YouTube TV. I'm talking about regular YouTube. Everybody has YouTube on their phone. Everybody has access to YouTube on their smart TV. It is the most popular app in the world. I saw a stat that behind Google, the YouTube search bar is the second most used search bar in the world. So we are not talking about accessibility for anybody in this one. I think this is a really smart play for the Chiefs. This is a really smart play by the NFL from an international and a brand building standpoint. The big question is just going to be the field, which we can go ahead and complain about that now. It's not going to be great. I mean, we've seen enough of these international games, and we saw the disaster last year it was where Jordan Love got hurt, and a major part of it was because of the field. They are willing to sacrifice player safety for the profits at almost every single turn. So that is just something that we're going to have to get used to. And that is something that we will have to knock on wood and discuss at a later time. But I am telling you this now, and I have not seen a picture of the field, but we have done this enough to know, and they have sent the Chiefs off to enough places. The field will not be ideal. In fact, the field will not even be average. It will be bad on that Friday game in Brazil. You already know it.
I mean, that's come on now. That's a foregone conclusion. But I don't think the NFL cares. Maybe they do, and they just do a bad job of showing it. I think the NFL is more interested in having its product in new and exciting markets and developing fans than they are the safety of the players in that game. Because maybe they were talking about Brazil, but I had only heard about it before last season. Now they're in a second straight game in Brazil. There are talks of playing games in Ireland. I know that Ryan Fitzpatrick is on a commercial with some company, I believe Jameson, trying to promote to get an NFL game in Ireland. I've heard Roger Goodell on Pat McAfee's show talk about maybe Australia as an option. Like, they are just all about expanding the brand. And it seems like outside of those mega European soccer facilities that can house a football game, most of the actual field, turf, and all the things around a game aren't as great. But the NFL does not seem to care because they keep putting their game international because eyeballs matter to them more than anything.
Someone on the text line says, "See that? I thought I heard that you were going to need YouTube TV to watch." No, the plan for this Friday game is going to be to stream it through regular YouTube.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.